I've just received news of Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj was passing away in Calcutta. A very tragic incident. Although from the very brief report that I've had, it sounded very glorious that he just awoke at midnight with a pain and departed very shortly thereafter. I suppose we'll all know more details later, but right now that's all I do know. He was Srila Prabhupada's scientist preacher. He was the one that Srila Prabhupada trained in how to defeat the scientists, their theories of evolution, Big Bang creation. And when he wrote the book, The Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada was very much pleased and would quote the book, make references to it, as well as make many references to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj as his PhD scientist. So it's a great shame that such personalities have joined Srila Prabhupada in his Nitya Lila, at least a great shame from our point of view. Jayalino Prima Dhana Karuna Pracha. We should offer our respectful obeisances to Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj and remember him as well as his dedicated service of not only managing Bhaktivedanta Institute, which was the institution that Srila Prabhupada established specifically for scientific preaching, but also he was a Manipuri, and he also spearheaded the preaching in Manipur, established a beautiful temple cultural center. And just very recently on Janmashtami, you remember that there was a very unfortunate bomb attack on the temple, in which he was also a casualty, although from what I've heard, it was a minor casualty by comparison to others. So our respectful obeisances to His Divine Grace, another one of Srila Prabhupada's disciples leaving the world. And one day there'll be a time when there won't be any more of Srila Prabhupada's disciples present, and perhaps the most important warning to heed from that is that the subsequent generations of Srila Prabhupada's followers have to imbibe Srila Prabhupada's standards, preachings, training, so that things can continue as Srila Prabhupada had wanted them. I'm just going to stop this podcast. I got a message from Brajabihari Prabhu and Vrindavan, who wants to talk to me about just this very topic. I will be back in a minute. It seems that Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj's body is being brought to Radhakund, and there'll be a samadhi ceremony over there. I don't know what the exact timing of that is. I will actually just continue this podcast later on. Right now I'm not so much in the mood for it, and I'm also short of time. I need to make tracks for going to the airport, and our European leaders meeting in Italy, followed by the GBC meeting in Italy. I'll fly up to the UK for a day and then come back here to Hungary. In the meantime, I'm also concerned because I can't get in touch with Govinda Maharaj for the last 2 days, and he sent me a message saying that there was a problem with the locals, as well as the government investigation was apparently loaded against the devotees, But since then, I haven't been able to get in touch with him or anyone else in Kazakhstan. I've been talking about the history of ISKCON. This is the history of ISKCON as it's unfolding today. And it's also unfolding in your lives. So take advantage of the opportunities for their being arranged by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, see you later.